Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Okay, Matthew 13:52, Jesus speaks of scribes of the kingdom of heaven. God has always had his writers. Habakkuk 2:2, we see the Lord tells his servant prophet Habakkuk to write the vision, write the vision and make it plain, make it clear so people can understand. Make it plain upon tables. That was their tablets. That was their paper. That was their internet back then, a medium of communication. Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. You see, someone has wisely stated that the pen is mightier than the pulpit. When people are able to, all by themselves, with the presence of the Holy Spirit ministering to them, to read the Word of God and to get the sense of the Word of God, begin learning it and getting it in themselves, they're able to run on that fuel. They're able to run on the nourishment and the strength of the Word of God and the fact that they've got understanding in it. But sometimes it takes for somebody to draw out a scripture, just like we're doing in this little segment here, where we're talking about Matthew 13:52, you know, where Jesus is saying some things. And you and I read over verses, but it's really, really good to get together like we are now through technology and talk about nuggets and verses and truths of the Word of God. And so this is what we read again in Matthew 13:52. Jesus says, "Therefore, every scribe which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder," somebody that owns or rents a house or an apartment, "which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." He's just simply making an illustration. If you own a home or an apartment, you're living in an apartment, wherever you live, you've got stuff stored up in that place, and you're able to bring that treasure out. You got two coats, like Jesus said, you're able to go in your closet and get one out and give it to somebody that needs one. You're able to go to the pantry and get some food, because you put it in there, you stored it up, and now you're able to go get it, you know, out of the fridge or the pantry, and go feed somebody else. And that's the same thing it is with the kingdom of God, he's saying here. And he's applying this to the scribes of the kingdom, those who write, you know, for the Lord, those who give the word and then give the sense of the word. Now, I hate to digress, but, you know, most so-called Christian books today are not rich with the word. Therefore, I recommend you don't touch them. But anything you read outside of the Bible ought to be scripture rich and following the guidelines we have in the principles in Nehemiah 8:8 and in other places. But I love Nehemiah 8:8. It says that the elders of Israel, the God-fearing servants, the under-shepherds of the Lord, were responsible before him, and they read directly, distinctly out of the Word of God and gave the sense of the scriptures. See, they stayed with the scriptures. They didn't write books on how to be reinvent yourself and, you know, to bring out the champion in you and your next life now and purpose driven this and that, right? Bunch of cotton candy foolishness that's misleading millions. It's not according to the original gospel. If you're not in the word, you can't tell whether or not it is, and you might be gullibly eating and devouring that filthy poison and not even realize it. So it's time to get in the Word of God, my friend, and follow the truth of the Word of God, where we get in the Word and discuss it one-on-one and even just alone by the Lord, and get the sense of the Word of God. Learn it as we're doing, as we begin to look at this verse right here in Matthew 13:52 of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and help people to understand as you're learning to understand. Okay, one more time. "Therefore, every scribe which is instructed under the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old." Now, as you store up the Word of God day by day, as you get up in the morning and set those first waking moments aside and apart for the Lord and King of your life, Jesus Christ, you're going to be storing up treasure, truths in the wisdom of God, which is the fountain of wisdom being the Word of God, and you're going to be able to bring forth that which is from the New and the Old Testament, divine truth and treasure from the wisdom of God to help feed others and be a blessing to them. God bless you, my friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcast on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month. And your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site. And you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so. And a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.